Some potentially hopeful news for people suffering from Alzheimer's. A biotech company, Biogen, is reviving plans to seek federal approval for a drug to treat early Alzheimer's disease. This news comes as a surprise because it directly contradicts a decision from the company back in March to end studies after partial results showed it wasn't likely to be successful. Sharon Begley is a senior science writer for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Sharon, tell us a little bit more about this reversal. What changed?
What happened over the ensuing 6 months or so was that the company had additional data, more information on more patients and how they were doing, and it reanalyzed the data that it did have. And lo and behold, it has now concluded that, in fact, the drug can slow the rate of cognitive decline in, as you said, this particular group of patients, those with very mild Alzheimer's disease or even pre-Alzheimer's disease.
We actually have sound from Dr. Al Sandrock, who serves as the medical officer at Biogen. He spoke about these findings and how those changes to the study made a big difference. He spoke with WBUR. Here he is.
Sustained dosing with high-dose aducanumab led to enough amyloid removal so that we could get the clinical effects on reducing clinical decline.
And amyloid is actually a protein that clumps up in the brain. Can you explain a little bit more about what he means here and how that drug helps with that?
Right. So the idea that amyloid is the cause of Alzheimer's has been dogma in the field for really 30 years. And so that's why Biogen produced this molecule that destroys the amyloid in the brain. And as Dr. Sandrock said, especially at the highest doses, which not all patients were on for the entire trial, that was an indication that the drug was not only doing what it was supposed to, but then, again, when they measured the cognitive capacity of the people in the trial, it looked like the decline in amyloid was also connected to a slower rate of cognitive loss in these patients, which was exactly the signal that they were looking for.
Why has it been so hard to find an effective drug up until now?
It's a really, really hard disease. So there are a lot of explanations that people have offered. One is that they enrolled patients whose Alzheimer's was moderate or even severe. Mm. And even if you remove amyloid from the brain, they have lost so many neurons that they unfortunately cannot be helped. Another bunch of studies enrolled patients who, it turns out, this was not known at the time, they might not even have had Alzheimer's disease, at least as defined by the presence of amyloid in the brain. So they were given these drugs that removed amyloid, but they didn't have amyloid, so obviously it wasn't going to have an effect. Biogen has produced a much more effective molecule. It carefully enrolled patients, and now it seems to have gotten the success that it announced on Tuesday.
Got it. So Biogen says they plan to submit their license application to the Food and Drug Administration by early next year. But in the meantime, what's next as they wait for this approval?
Well, outside researchers have a lot of questions. Biogen was actually running two clinical trials simultaneously. One of them failed, and that's very curious because the patients in the failed trial were basically identical to those in the trial where there was a benefit. So that's really a curiosity that you can be sure the FDA will be looking hard at.
That's Sharon Begley. She is senior science writer for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Sharon, thank you.
Thank you.